This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Karen Greenside, Assistant Professor of Human Genetics and Executive Director of J-Screen, a national online genetic disease screening program based out of Emory University School of Medicine. And Karen, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
We certainly do appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing some details here on J-Screen. So first of all, what is J-Screen exactly, and how did the service come to be called J-Screen?
J-Screen is a national nonprofit education and genetic screening program, and we offer at-home testing for people that want to find out, number one, if their future children are at risk for genetic diseases or if they themselves are at risk for hereditary cancer. Really, originally, we were focused on genetic diseases prevalent in the Jewish community, which explains the letter J, but our testing is now relevant for anybody of any background.
And of course, that certainly does help answer a few more questions all in one shot. So tell us, how did it all start? Tell us about the couple that came to you in Atlanta, Georgia, and their story and their child and the inspiration behind J-Screen.
Yes. So the Gold family in Atlanta had a healthy child and then had a child with a genetic disease that, as it turns out, is more common in the Jewish population. And in fact, they could have been screened for this condition before they had children, but their doctors didn't offer a comprehensive test. And they really made it their mission to try to make genetic screening available to people before they had kids, so they didn't end up in a situation like they did, where this kind of happened. This kind of happened and surprised them.
Quite interesting on that and the inspiration behind J-Screen. Now, how does that all work for people who want to get screened? Get into some of the details there.
J-Screen is really about improving access to screening. So what we want to do is make it possible for people to do their genetic testing from home. So what a person needs to do is go to our website, which is jscreen.org. You can learn about genetic screening there and then order a genetic test. And you can see that there are two options for testing. You click on the test or both tests that you want. You put in some demographic and other information. We review that. We get an order from your local health care provider. And then we send you a saliva collection kit in the mail. You provide a saliva sample that goes to the lab. And then our genetic counselors contact you about your results. So everything is done from home.
Yeah, the fact that you can do it from home is a huge bonus and obviously quite convenient. Now, how does the testing work with your own doctors?
So you could go to your own doctor for genetic testing. If you wanted to be tested before you have children, if you wanted to be tested for hereditary cancer, I would say that if you're going to do that, make sure that they're doing a comprehensive test. Not all doctors are specialists in genetics. And make sure, we can talk about a little bit toward the end, what a comprehensive test means. But you want to make sure you're getting a good, solid test.
Today we're visiting with Karen Greenside, Assistant Professor of Human Genetics and Executive Director of J-Screen, a national online genetic disease screening program based out of Emory University School of Medicine, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, who helps you understand the results? Is there a doctor or genetic counselor who talks to you about the screening?
So this is the really important part of J-Screen. When we launched the program, we wanted to make sure that people were not just doing a direct-to-consumer test and getting their results, you know, emailed or mailed to them, that we have genetic counselors involved throughout the process that review the information you submit when you request a kit and that talk to you. Of course, this is done via telehealth from home, about your results, what they mean, and next steps that are available to you.
Fantastic. And again, certainly making it most convenient. Awesome. Now, how long from when you order the test until you receive results? I'm sure listeners would definitely want to know what to expect in those regards.
It takes about 3 weeks from the time that you mail in your kit. Now, you're going to register for tests. You're going to receive a kit in the mail. You have to ship your sample in. Once you ship your sample, it's about 3 weeks for results.
Karen, also, how many tests can you get at one time, and what are the costs associated with the test?
Sure. So, again, there are two types of testing. You can do a test that's for family planning to see if there are genetic risks to your future children, and that's our ReproGen test. And on that test, there are 226 genetic disease genes that we're testing you for. The other test is our CancerGen test, which is for hereditary cancer risk, and that's to tell you whether you have an increased risk for developing cancer so that you can take action to help prevent cancer. All of this is really around prevention. And on that cancer panel, there are 63 cancer susceptibility genes. The cost of testing is $149 for the repro test, $199 for the cancer test, or you can do both at a discounted rate. I do want to say also that if people can't afford the cost of testing, we do have financial assistance. And also, we do have some special offers periodically, made possible by donors and partner organizations that can sometimes reduce the cost.
Certainly some helpful information right there. Thanks for that. Lastly, since you're a nonprofit, can people or groups donate to your organization? And if so, how do they do that?
Yes, that would be amazing. We really, our whole program operates on funding from foundations, from individual donors, disease organizations, and others. If people want to donate, just go to our website, jscreen.org, and you can donate there, and that would be amazing.
Easy enough. Again, folks, to donate and or to get further details, visit jscreen.org. Karen, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks so much for what you do in the space.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Karen Greenside, Assistant Professor of Human Genetics and Executive Director of J-Screen, a national online genetic disease screening program based out of Emory University School of Medicine. And for all the details, visit jscreen.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at healthradionetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit healthradionetwork.com.